Hello, kitten. Not even gonna say hi to your mistress. That's a shame. And here I was, looking forward to coming home and seeing you, hoping to find you collared and calm, in the comfort of your chamber, right where I left you before my business trip. Imagine my surprise when, upon my return, the first thing my servants told me is that they had to put you in this mouldy basement. Again. Have you missed the sting of my whip, pet? Is that why I find you down here, wrists and ankles bound to this table? Your body exposed to the cold air for everyone to see, instead of your warm, cozy bed. Well, did somebody suddenly rip out your tongue? Or do you simply have no explanation to justify your foolishness? Oh, is that so? Let's see. You have refused to eat, to cooperate, and to do your chores. You tried to threaten my staff multiple times, throwing things at them, cursing them, and damaging my property. Does that sound to you like someone who hasn't caused any trouble, pet? I thought I was being very clear on what kind of behaviour I was expecting from you. And yet you still find ways to disappoint me. Perhaps I was wrong about you. You're not so special after all. Or perhaps my methods haven't been quite as effective as I was hoping. Either way, the fault lies with me. But I have every intention of fixing that. As of right now, you should just consider yourself lucky. Yes, very lucky. My staff have been trained to follow every single one of my orders without questioning. Unlike you, they have self-control. Otherwise, I assure you, you would be in a much more painful situation than this. But they know that I don't want that. I don't want anyone to touch my pet. Except me. And that's the only reason why you're now spread wide on this table. And not severely beaten lying in a ditch somewhere. So yes. Lucky. Oh, but if you think me wanting to keep you alive and safe means I'll let this pass, you're greatly mistaken. Just as you're mistaken if you think I'm done with your education. You see, pet, here, in my whorehouse, there's no room for disobedience. Those who don't follow rules need to be corrected by whatever means necessary. That's why I've contemplated a couple of different punishments for you, to remind you how to behave when I'm not around, and what kind of consequences not complying can lead to. I remember. Electroshock worked pretty well the first time we met. If I close my eyes, I can still hear the sound of your screams. Oh, what a wonderful melody that was. I wouldn't mind hearing it again. And maybe someday I will. But for now, I think I should aim for a more sustained punishment. The kind of punishment that will give you time to really feel it and reflect about what you've done, so that hopefully you can learn from your mistakes. I was thinking withholding water from you would be a great start. Give you enough to survive, but leave you with an unquenchable thirst, causing you to stay weak and docile. Have you ever experienced real thirst, my pet? I have. It is a long, agonizing torture. Day after day, your mind starts to blur until your own thoughts become estranged and every part of your body aches in pain. Or I could do the opposite. Drown you in water, you know? Over and over again. Waterboarding has given me some astonishing results in the past. So what do you say, pet? Which one of these do you prefer? It's okay. I don't expect you to answer. It doesn't matter anyway, because you're not going to endure any of these punishments. I figure that if you still haven't learned your lesson, it means I'm not quite pulling the right strings. And so, I have come to a conclusion. Maybe it's not you I should have been punishing all along, but someone you care about even more than yourself. Someone like your sister, for example. Oh, look at you! Wriggling in your chains. And all that anger burning in your eyes. It seems like I just hit a raw nerve, didn't I? Oh, my fierce and bold kitten. And using such colourful language too. Oh, showing her claws to mistress. Pathetic. Careful now, pet. Remember who you're talking to. Swearing is for people who lack the capacity to express themselves properly. And my patience is not endless. Oh, you think you're being clever by switching to apologies now? What am I supposed to do with them when I can't even trust you to behave when left unsupervised? Begging is equally useless, I'm afraid. Silence, on the other hand, would be very much appreciated. Let me remind you, kitten, you're not in a position in which you can dictate how things are going to go. You still have a huge debt to repay. Oh, good. You're starting to follow my orders. What a lovely turn of events. You should know that after you told me your sister was one of my girls, I went to have a little chat with her. Oh, she wasn't pleased when she learnt how you tried to get her out of here and save her. But she still begged me to leave you be, just like you're doing right now. In vain, clearly. But I can't say I wasn't impressed by her efforts. She was so passionate about you, you know? Looking me in the eyes and talking back at me. Can you imagine? Tell me, kitten. How much did it hurt when you realized just how badly you failed? That your baby sister, the one you swore to protect when your own parents left you, that she preferred whoring herself out instead of staying in your care. She has proven to have more sense than you ever did. She didn't make a fuss for too long. She knows what kind of treatment is reserved for those who try to interfere with my business. Which is why she completely understood the position you're in. When I told her how exactly you owed me. Such a smart girl, I tell you. Oh, you should be proud. From now on, every time you misbehave, act insolent, or do not follow my orders, your sister will get punished instead of you. Oh, how little you know about this world, pet. Oh, if only we could survive on empty threats. It would make everything so much easier, wouldn't it? And I have no reason to lie to you on such an important matter. You're certainly right about that. I do like to play games. But let me ask you something, pet. What is the difference between a truth and a lie? The difference is what we choose to believe. More often than not, we decide which is one and which is the other. And considering what's at stake here, I'd suggest you make your choice carefully. Oh, don't despair, my little kitten. You're the one who put yourself in this situation. And you can cry. And you can whimper all you want. But I'm not going to change my mind. However, there is one thing you can do for me, and maybe avoid causing your sister further problems. You see this? In this bag are contained different toys. Some of them are designed to bring you great pleasure. Others, well, great pain. There is one in particular that I think we're going to need today. There it is. Oh, don't look so scared, kitten. It's just a cock. A strap-on, to be precise. Well, if you think hard enough, I'm sure you can figure out for yourself what I want to do with it. Wrong. I could force myself on you at any moment. It would be easy too. But vile. Not only is it not my style, but it wouldn't serve the purpose either. Oh no, my precious pet. I want more than just your body. I want the certainty that you'll be faithful and loyal to me. And there's only one way to achieve that. You see, submission is an act of faith. It bonds two people in a way that is more powerful than any promise you could ever make. And it carries a weight that can crush if it's not handled carefully. Creating that bond means giving something priceless to the other person. The most vulnerable and important part of ourselves. And that is what I want from you. I want you to submit to me. Pet. I know you think of me as pure evil, and I don't blame you. I can be ruthless if I have to. But it's the same ruthlessness that keeps those who are close to me safe. Wouldn't you like to be safe, my pet? Wouldn't you like to be protected and cared for? Because I can guarantee you will be with me. I can protect you from anyone and anything. Make you feel loved, even. Does it bother you? Having my body so close to yours. I can see your heart pumping in your throat. Is that the effect that my presence has on you, pet? I wonder what would happen if I were to touch you, trace my fingers on your bare skin. Look at that. Shivers. Oh, my hand must feel good, I imagine. Your skin is as cold as ice. My servants only left you down here for a couple of days, but I bet it must have felt like weeks to you. But that's not quite what this is about, is it? How long has it been? How long has it been since you felt the warmth of another human's touch, kitten? I'm talking about a real connection, intimacy. Too long, I assume. Oh, It must be hard, knowing that there's nobody outside these walls waiting for you. Nobody willing to care or rush to your side whenever you need them. Oh, loneliness is the coldest of feelings, and the harshest punishment of all. One that is usually self-inflicted, for reasons that are rooted in places that seem unreachable. It creates a vicious cycle. To protect ourselves from more pain, we inflict it. Isn't that ironic? But after all, life itself is vicious. We just adapt to it. Good thing that there's always another way. The strongest feature in a human mind is resiliency. No matter how adverse the conditions, we find ways to survive. But we have to be willing to accept change in order to do that. And just like death, change is inevitable. Why try to fight it, pet? It would just prolong your agony. Would you really rather not accept change and go back to your pitiful and lonely life, when I am right here, offering you an escape, offering you a chance to change the course of events, a new perspective, a new beginning. If only you would let your mistress take charge, you could finally stop worrying about things that are out of your control and just enjoy your newfound place in so many ways. Think about it. Wouldn't it be so much easier to just give in than to continue this stupid resistance? You know just as much as I do that if you keep this up, it will only make things worse. But you still have a choice, kitten. Choose to be mine. I can assure you, you'll find comfort in ownership. I will wrap a safety net around you, and no one will be able to hurt you. Don't allow your stubbornness to cause more damage than it already has. Spare your sister and yourself more trouble. I promise I won't let you down, like your loved ones did. I will do anything in my power to ensure you have everything you need. Just like a good and obedient little pet deserves. I know there's yearning in you. I saw it. I felt it. You won't lose yourself by letting it run free. On the contrary, you may even find out who you really are. Unravel all those parts of yourself that you keep very much hidden, but that are aching to come out. You tremble. Relax. Feel my hand traveling across your body. Slowly. Tracing a path from your collarbone down to your chest. Belly. Descending all the way down to your thighs and oh, what do we have here? So wet already. How come I am not surprised? I dare you to tell me you don't want this now. That you don't want my fingers to slide inside you. To make your pussy quiver. Tease all the sensitive spots until your legs shake and your heart beats so fast it feels like it's about to explode. Are you afraid of what might happen if I do? Are you afraid that you'd crumble under my touch and be unable to resist me? I know that's the reason why you're holding back. I know that's why you keep fighting me every step of the way. You're afraid of what's really inside you. The desires, the cravings, the needs. You're afraid to let go. But I know you want to. Just admit it, pet. Admit it, and you can have everything you want. Yes, that's it. Good pet. Let me touch you. Just push a finger inside. Oh, that little gasp. It feels good, doesn't it? Oh, don't be afraid to moan, kitten. I want to hear every sound you make as my finger presses against that sweet spot. Yes, that's it. Let it out. Feel it. Good girl. Good girl. You're so sensitive. All it took was one finger, and you're already caving in to pleasure. What a good pet. But I think that if I just added another one, and started to rub your clit with my thumb at the same time? I could push you even further. Shall we test this theory? Yes. Yes, all your moans just got so much louder. I think we found the right combination, haven't we? Oh, look how you're squirming in those chains. Keep squirming, kitten. Squirm and moan for me. That's what I want to see. Show me who you are. And if you're good for me, pet, your mistress will give you this and so much more. But if you're not, there are many ways to turn pleasure into pain. I could keep you squirming and edging for as long as I want. Never allow you to reach that longed for release. Watch you turn into a desperate, needy mess. What would happen then, pet? Would you beg your mistress to have mercy on you? Oh, I think we're about to find out. Look at your legs starting to shake. Oh, is my little kitten breaking already? Poor thing. I'd say it would break my heart to deny you right now, but that would be a lie. Oh, those little whines. What do you think, pet? Do you want to be a little cum slut for your mistress? Is that what you want? Oh, no, no, no. If you want me to make you cum, you have to do way more than a simple nod. I need convincing. I want you to crave it. Need it. Beg for it. And as of right now, I'm not sure you want it badly enough. Maybe I should give you some encouragement. Maybe if I just slapped this pussy, I would get more from you. Oh, yes. It seems like I was right. That made your pussy twitch right in front of me. It just did it again. What's that mean, pet? Does that mean you want more? Whimpering for me now. Oh, do you know? I think we're finally getting somewhere. Oh, remember this feeling, pet. Because I can take it away the second you misbehave. And you don't want that, do you? No, 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 no. No. You want to feel good. That's it. That's it. Beg for it. Beg me to make you feel good. Let everyone hear how much you want it. Yes, yes, yes. Let them know who owns you. Good, 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 that's good. But we're still not quite there yet. Oh, no, Pet. You don't get more than this. Like anything else inside these walls, your orgasms belong to me. I decide when and if you're going to get one. It is never a right, only a reward. And today, the only chance you have to come is with my cock buried deep inside you. But first, I'm going to get you out of these restraints. You heard me. This is your chance to show me you understand what I'm offering you. Do not disappoint me this time, kitten. There. Chains off. Stay calm. Breathe. And keep those legs open. That's it. Good. Fuck. You are a gorgeous pet indeed. No. Don't move. Stay still as I glide my fingernails on your beautiful body. From your throat. Down to your stomach. Goosebumps, I see. How about I dig my nails harder into your skin? Oh, yes. There we go. More wines. And such beautiful red lines on your body. How you like this, pet? You like having your mistress mark you. Are you so used to pain that you cannot help but associate it with pleasure? I understand. For some people, it's only when pain and pleasure intertwine that they get to feel truly fulfilled. They get to feel alive. And as you know by now, I have no problem providing both. But pain and suffering are two very different things, aren't they? You could have easily tried to run away when I freed you moments ago. Why didn't you? Oh, I think you know the answer to that question. Just as much as I do. All I need is for you to say it. I want you to say it out loud and to own it. Don't be afraid, pet. Look at me. Look me in the eyes and say it. Yes. Yes, that's right. Because you don't want to suffer anymore. Come here, kitten. Turn around. Bend over the table. That's it. Write down. Good pet. Now tell me, do you want your mistress to give you this cock, pet? Do you want your mistress to fill you up and make you feel good? Okay. Okay. Just breathe. Just breathe as the tip of my cock starts to slowly make its way into you. I know it's big. I know it must hurt. But I know you can take it. Yeah. Yeah. Keep breathing, my pet. Oh, that's good. That's good. That's good. Look how you open up for me. The way you take me in. Oh, almost seems like it's all your pussy wanted. All it ever craved. Oh. Am I right, pet? Is this everything you craved? Then take it. Take my cock all the way inside. That's it. That's it. Feel it stretching you out inch by inch. Oh, fuck. Oh, those sounds. Oh, such lovely sounds you make. Let me hear you. I want to hear the effect pleasure has on you. That's it. Take me in, pet. Good. Good. Good, pet. Yes. Yes, let out those moans. No need to hold back. That's it. That's it. Oh, you should see this kitten. My cock sinking deep inside you. Your pussy throbbing around it. It is truly a beautiful sight. Like two pieces of a perfect puzzle finally coming together. Can you feel your mistress filling that needy hole, pet? Yes, yes, your pussy knows who you belong to. And you know it too, don't you? Yes, 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 good pet. Good pet, push back against me. Yes, 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 go all the way down. Swallow this cock over. Ah, fuck, and over again. Yes, 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 that's it. That's it. That's it, good pet. Turn your head. Let me see you. The look on your face is just enticing. But this isn't enough, is it? You want more? You want me to grab you by the hair, pull you close, and really fuck you, don't you? Yes, yes, good pet. Ergomere. Feel my breath on your skin. On your lips. You want to kiss me? Yeah? 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 Then kiss me, Ben. Over in the way you just moaned into my mouth, I'd say you enjoyed that little bite. Hold on to the table for me. Oh, yes, yes, yes. Let your mistress fuck you hard and deep. Oh, just like you want. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Oh, feel the pleasure taking over you. Yes. 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 As I taste your skin. I'm gonna cover you with marks. Every inch of you. I'm gonna bite on your neck and shoulder. Stick my nails into your skin, into your collarbone and breasts. I'm gonna press the nail of my thumbs in those beautiful nipples and pinch them hard. Yes, yes, that's it. That's it, that's it. Moan louder for me, pet. Moan louder. You are mine. You're all mine, you beautiful, dirty little slut. You like it when I call you that. My beautiful, dirty little slut. Give me your hand. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, put this hand right here on your clit. I want you to rub it for me. And as you rub it, I want you to tell me who you are going to obey from now on. That's right. Me. Tell me again, kitten. Louder. I want you to scream it. Scream it as your pussy tightens around my cock. Who owns you? Say it again. Oh, keep saying it. Keep saying it. Keep saying it as you come hard on my cock, kitten. Keep repeating those words until they are scorched into your soul. That's it. That's it. That's it. Rub that little clit fast and hard and come for your mistress, pet. Let go and come all over my cock. Mark it with your cream. That's it. 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 Good. Good. That's my good little kitten. Calm down now. Yeah. Breathe. That's it. Calm down. Calm down. Now, thank your mistress for letting you come. Good. Today was a great start, pet, but this was only the beginning. I have big plans for you. And tonight you'll be staying with me. No, your sister is safe. for now. But next time you pull something like this, you will be coming to the sound of her cries. That is a promise. Now, wait here. You'll soon be brought back to your chambers to get cleaned and ready for me.